The Bridge d'Artefact, le média professionnel pour en savoir plus sur la data et l'intelligence artificielle. Aujourd'hui, un nouvel épisode Data Coffee en vidéo et podcast avec un expert conseil et tech d'Artefact.
Hi everyone, I'm Emmanuel, I'm Director of Research at Artefact, and I'm glad to animate this Data Coffee today about the marketing measurement with Bertrand, expert of Artefact. Hi Bertrand.
Hello Emmanuel, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Who are you at Artefact?
I'm Bertrand Brizou. I'm Data Analytics Director at Artefact at the Paris office. I joined Artefact 3 years ago, and now I'm in charge of leading and coordinating globally the marketing measurement initiatives at Artefact.
Interesting. And what is really marketing measurement and the challenges about it?
So marketing measurement is the art of measuring the impact of marketing channels on the business, and the art of optimizing the marketing channel to maximize the, business outcome that are generated from marketing initiatives.
Can you give me some example of channels?
Yeah, sure. So usually you have what we call media drivers, so including offline media like TV, radio, print, as well online media or digital media like, what we call paid search, social media display, and so on, and as well all the non-media drivers and marketing activities like products, pricing, promotions, distributions.
Okay, and nowadays, what challenge do you see when you deal with so many channels?
So usually when dealing with marketing measurement and so many channels, so we should start from the business questions to measure the impact of marketing. So you have like very strategic business questions, like for example, what is the impact of all my marketing channels and activities? What is the specific impact of online media, offline media? What is the impact of my prices, of my promotions? What are the impact of external factors like my competitors, the seasonality, the macroeconomic elements? Business questions that are specific to digital, like for example, what would be the impact of investing, of spending marketing budget on a new digital media, a new digital platform. And as well, you have more, more operational business questions to answer, like for example, what is for a specific marketing campaign, what is the, optimal settings in terms of creative audience that I should target, the messages that I should broadcast, and so on.
And for those changes, what solutions do you see?
So we have three main methods for marketing measurement. So the first one is marketing mix modeling. The second one is incrementality testing. And the last one is digital attribution. So marketing mix modeling is statistical analysis in order to estimate and forecast the impact of the different marketing drivers on the business. Incrementality testing are usually tests, like it can be based on audience or based on geos, so control regions and test regions, to isolate the impact of a specific marketing campaign and to isolate the causal impact of this marketing campaign on a certain KPI. And the last one, digital attribution, is specific to digital channel and touch points. So it's based on cookies to identify, the customer journey before a purchase or a conversion.
With these three methods, how do you manage to choose one of them?
I would say that the target is not to choose either one solution or either another. The target is more to combine them because each one of them enables to answer different business questions. So concretely, for example, MMM is for answering strategic business questions, like, what is the impact of all the marketing channels and how much I should spend on each marketing channel in my different markets and on my different products or brands, for example. Incrementality testing is, to complement MMM to answer very specific questions, like, for example, what is the impact of investing, spending marketing budget on my customer data platform audiences, for example. And the last one, digital attribution, is very operational, so it's done on a daily or weekly basis for, ongoing campaign optimization.
Okay, so it's different timelines as well between the methods.
Exactly. So the MMM should be conducted like every 6 months or in the best way on a monthly basis, but most of the time it's quarterly or monthly. Incrementality testing should be done. It's an ongoing process of test and learn, so conducting some tests, getting some findings and learnings, and then iterate with new tests. So it should be done like on a monthly basis. And digital attribution should be done on an ongoing basis, so always on optimization.
Can you give an example of tangible result we can expect when we combine those methods?
What we observe is that by combining efficiently these three methods, we observe an uplift of from 10 to 20% in terms of marketing efficiencies, meaning with the same marketing budget from a year to another, to do 10 to 20% to generate 10 to 20% more business outcome with the same total marketing budget.
Wow, that's quite significant. And do you have some concrete examples to share with us as well?
Yeah, sure. For example, for a client in electronics, so it's a client launching a new smartphone every year, we could, from a year to another, generate increase of e-store sales by 12% from 2022 to 2023.
And to finish, what would be your advice for a company that would like to strengthen its marketing measurement in 2024?
Yes. First, definitely start from the business questions and like structure and categorize the business question in what we call a learning agenda. So a learning agenda is basically what questions we need to answer to optimize efficiently marketing. And my second advice will be to start to start with incrementality testing, so to deploy a test and learn program and launch some tests to start to answer some first business questions to generate quick wins. So for example, what is the incremental impact of paid search? How should I optimize the paid search budget between my different campaigns and products? And in parallel of launching incrementality tests, to start to structure more complex data and tech streams like marketing mix modeling to, I would say, then in the next month to start to answer more complex and sophisticated business questions.
Thank you, Bertrand.
Thanks, Emmanuel.
The marketing measurement is now very clear thanks to your explanations. And thank you for your attention and see you soon.